This is the local VK5 news segment.
And now for news about the CW Special Interest Group. The CW Group has been meeting regularly and has welcomed several new members this year. One of the main aims of the group has been to allow members to gain experience in CW such that they can conduct on-air QSOs. Currently, most have gained enough experience that they can now practice on-air. As a result of the on-air training, the need for weekly meetings has reduced, and the meetings will now only be held on the second Wednesday of each month. New members are most welcome, and the club can provide encouragement and useful tools to assist in learning or resuming the use of CW. An email group has been set up where members can post their availability for QSOs and other useful CW-related information. The CW group invites anyone, especially country operators, wanting to participate in the group's activities, to contact Paul Hoffman via VK5PH at wia.org.au. The CW group is now only holding meetings on the second Wednesday of each month, and on-air and internet practice sessions are arranged via the email group. To join the email group, contact Paul at VK5PH at wia.org.au.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. On Tuesday the 16th, Norbert, VK5MQ, Tom, VK5EE, and Dylan from Gambier Electronics went to the Bluff, and everything now appears to be good. The South East Radio Group owes Norbert, Tom, and Dylan a very big thank you for spending all day in very uncomfortable conditions and with Norbert and Dylan mostly up the tower, where fatigue, sun and windburn all entered the equation. Thank you for an excellent effort in getting so much done all in the one day. Other projects are still ticking over, with finalisations not too far away, hopefully. Also, hopefully, we will have our public liability insurance renewed very shortly, having sent all the relevant info off to the WIA a week ago. We are now waiting on the invoice for payment, which should finalise this important business. This note from our 2021 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championship Committee. Quote, yes, the Surge Convention is on, this June the 12th and 13th. It's the Queen's birthday weekend as usual. Andrew, VK5KET, is getting ready for the Australian Fox Hunting Championships and the Convention Committee are planning a similar program to past events. Things may change due to COVID-19, but at this stage, with the vaccine rollout and the good work of health officials, we are optimistic of a successful event. Now might be a good time to book accommodation. Tim, VK5AV, and John, VK5DJ. Unquote. We note with some alarm that more and more events seem to yet again be cancelled for 2021. Here in Mount Gambier, we have already lost a major Generations in Jazz event to COVID, so that will be 2 years that it has not been run. A couple of hamfests have already bitten the dust, and no doubt the organisers of our annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships will be keeping a very close eye on the latest updates. As stated a minute ago, we are on track for ours to go ahead at this point. That's all I have for you this week. Stay fit and well, and have a great week. This is Cole, VK58CF, wishing you 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with more news from the North East Radio Club. Now, next Thursday, the 25th of February, we're going to meet up at the Scout Hall on Barracks Road, Hope Valley, and we'll be introducing some young people to amateur radio. So get up to the Scout Hall after 6:30 p.m. There'll be a commencement at 7 p.m. with a 20-minute presentation to demonstrate amateur radio to the scouts, and bring along your handhelds because after the presentation, we're going to break up into four groups with the scouts, and we'll be doing a walk along Barracks Road with a net on 146.500 megahertz. And we also hope to have some HF going on the night, and that'll probably be on 80 metres, 3.650 megahertz, and on 40 metres, 7.090 megahertz. And if we're really lucky, we might even be able to get on to 20 metres, 14.190 megahertz. And of course, we won't be leaving out digital. There'll be C4 FM also on the night. So come along next Thursday, the 25th of February, to the Scout Hall on Barracks Road at Hope Valley. And then the next night, on Friday the 26th of February, it will be a tech night at the Northeast Radio Club Hall at Capulet Crescent, Modbury West. And Ben, VK5BB, will give us a lecture all about hotspots and D-Star. So get there at 7.15 for a 7.30pm start. And all the COVID rules apply. So get along and find out all about hotspots and D-Star from Ben, VK5BB. And of course, our on-air Coffee Corona Club net is still going. Every Wednesday at 9am, our barista, Phil, VK5SRP, comes up on the Houghton repeater and conducts a net for all the people to have a chat. So that's every Wednesday at 9am on the Houghton repeater. However, if you want to go to the real coffee club, then that of course is at the Tea Tree Gully Library on Wednesday mornings at 10am. And that's always very enjoyable. The COVID rules apply, of course. So come along to the coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library on Wednesdays at 10am. And the very popular F-Troop net, of course, is on the link repeater system every Fridays at 5pm. And Tony, VK5FBIC, runs that net. And it's always some interesting subjects being discussed. So don't forget the F-Troop net every Fridays at 5pm on the link repeater system. Well, that's your lot for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Steph, VK5 Hotel Sierra X-Ray, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club will be holding a buy and sell on Sunday the 7th of March at our club rooms, located at 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. The event is open for sellers at 8am and entry in for buyers at 9. There is a $5 entry fee and tables are $10 each. We will have bacon and egg sandwiches, tea, coffee and cold drinks available on the day. Contact Phil, VK5FILL, on 8382-9070 or email him at 1149papa radio golf@gmail.com. The usual COVID restrictions will be required for this event. The monthly general meeting will be held this Thursday at the club rooms commencing at 7.30pm. Members are asked to attend and guests are most welcome. Apologies can be sent to myself by email at secretary@scarc.org.au. Otherwise, hope to see you there. This has been Steph, VK5 Hotel Sierra X-Ray, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The AGM last Thursday went well and we now have a new secretary, Glenn Moore, VK5GLM. A big thank you for Glenn for putting up his hand for this position. The rest of the committee has continued on in their positions, including me as the president. At the AGM, I issued certificates of commendation to five members who have given outstanding service to AHARS throughout 2020. These were Barry Williams, VK5BW, for repeaters, remote site and training; Paul Simmons, VK5PAS, for the AHARS website; Sassy Nayar, VK5SN, our training officer; Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, for the provision of a remote receiving site and training; Christine Southby, for her provision of our suppers at each general meeting. After the formal part of the meeting was over, Paul, VK5PAS, the webmaster, gave us a good introduction to the AHARS website. Thank you, Paul, for all this effort. Pat, the treasurer, is impressed with how many people have paid their subs for 2021 already. At a committee meeting during 2020, we decided to increase the subs by $5 for non-WIA members. Pat has pointed out that these people cost us extra for our WIA-provided insurance. The subs are still $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members if paid before the end of March. After that date, there will be a $5 late fee. You can pay by direct deposit. The name AHARS, A-H-A-R-S. The BSB is 105186. And the account number is 036-248-940. I'll repeat that. The BSB is 105186. And the account number is 036-248-940. Please do not forget to include your name and call sign in your details. Pat is sending emails to all those who have paid to make sure AHARS has their correct email address. AHARS is running a training and assessment weekend on the 27th and 28th of February at the Shack. If you or someone you know wishes to sit for an assessment, contact the club training officer, Sassy, VK5SN, by sending an email to vk5sn@wia.org.au and let him know that you wish to attend. He will send back a confirmation of what you require to bring along and any other information that you may need. I will repeat Sassy's email address. It's vk5sn@wia.org.au. Upgrade exams are also held on the Sunday. Again, contact Sassy to book yourself in for these. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHARS is planning for 2021. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week's 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.